There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Excited about Tracks of My Travels this week because I've had no to do with it, don't know where it's going, have no idea about the songs.
I've not even given you a little sheet, have I? No. There you go, there's your sheet. I'll throw it.
No, up. I don't want it. Oh, I don't want it. I want to be surprised, like everyone listening.
Some good songs this week, and we do this every Thursday. We talk to a celebrity, talk musical memories, and some travel as well. And this week it belongs to the British TV and radio personality, Pat Sharp. Remember him?
I do remember Pat Sharp. I used to watch him on a TV show for kids when I was a kid.
I think it was called Funhouse.
Yes, like. It was called Funhouse on the television.
He got the great hair, hadn't he?
Yeah, he had really long hair, and it was all about ball pits and getting through as fast as he could. Those shows, I used to watch them as a kid thinking, I wonder how kids get on them. They were obviously children of parents who had connections.
Possibly, yeah. Anyway, Pat's in Dubai this weekend for the 80s Funhouse Brunch, which is happening on Friday at McGettigan's JLT. He's going to be down there DJing, so I managed to grab him for a few minutes and got him to share his songs and some of his stories as well. So, Pat Sharp, take it away. What's your first song going to be?
Okay, I'll go for the song that reminds me of meeting my wife. And it's quite a funny song title, but it just happened to be at the time. My wife's Norwegian. I was doing shows in Norway, so I was there quite a lot at the time, as I am nowadays, actually. Yeah. Still doing gigs there. I was there last weekend. It was I went from minus 17 in Oslo to, like, plus 35 in Dubai. So it's been quite a change. And I would go for... It's a funny song title because... I'm not sorry, but it's hard to say I'm sorry by Chicago. And that was sort of out at the time, and it reminds me, maybe even You're the Inspiration by Chicago, perhaps. That was more or less the same time as well. So that kind of ballady American sound was very popular in Scandinavia. So either of those.
And they, of course, really adopted the big horn section sound, didn't they? They were famous for that.
Like REO Speedwagon, Keep On Loving You, that kind of thing as well. Yes, Mark. Yeah, really good songs. And to this day, they're on my Spotify. And I think even if you play them on the radio, you just put it on, and from the first chord of any of those songs, you just go, wow, there'll never be other songs like that again. They will stand the test of time, those songs. They'll last forever. Whereas I think a lot of songs that are perhaps in the charts now will probably only last about 3 weeks in people's lives.
Oh, Pat Sharp can come on this show anytime he likes, picking tunes like that.
Great start to Tracks for My Travels. Wow, do you know what? This talk radio station is the only radio station where you will hear the full version of that song, because usually they would cut the end off on any other radio station.
Yeah, they would knock out that horn section at the end.
Brilliant.
That's the best bit, isn't it? And you know, the voice of Peter Cetera, produced by David Foster, absolute classic. I think we'll play that one again.
What a start to a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, Pat Sharp, thanks for that one. So what's your second song going to be, Pat?
Okay, for the second one, I'm going to go for a song that I would have played on my very first week on the radio. I was 20 years old when I was on Radio 1, not the one you have here in this country, but the BBC Radio 1 in Britain, and I was 20 and managed to sit in for Steve Wright in the afternoon. So I was quite lucky, right place, right time. Never been on the radio before. My first ever radio show was on the afternoon show on Radio 1 in 1982.
Amazing.
With an audience of about 17 million people, and I was sort of thrown in the deep end. I think because I was so naive and so young, it didn't really bother me. I just went, yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, imagine that, you know, sitting in for Steve Wright on your first show. That
pressure.
Wouldn't be easy. Yeah, just a little bit of pressure. Anyway, we're going to find out what that song was that that Pat Sharp played on his first ever radio show. Yeah, and good music so far we've had from the British TV and radio personality Pat Sharp, who's in Dubai this weekend for the 80s Funhouse Brunch on Friday at McGettigan's JLT. He chose Chicago for his first song.
He did, and you might not know this, but he is also a radio presenter, so today you are getting 3 for the price of 2.
Yeah, 3 radio presenters on one show. So, Pat, remind us, what's your second song going to be?
Okay, for the second one, I'm going to go for a song that I would have played on my very first week on the radio. I was 20 years old when I was on Radio 1, not the one you have here in this country, but the BBC Radio 1 in Britain, and I was 20 and managed to sit in for Steve Wright in the afternoon. So I was quite lucky, right place, right time. Never been on the radio before. My first ever radio show was on the afternoon show on Radio 1 in 1982 with an audience of about 17 million people, and I was sort of thrown in the deep end. I think because I was so naive and so young, it didn't really bother me. I just went, yeah, I'll give it a go. Whereas now, I'd probably be more nervous doing it now after 36 years experience. But so I'll go for a song from my first show, and it will be what we did on that first week. We did my favorite songs beginning with SHARP, so one day each letter for my name, which is good because I don't want the E on the end of my name. Some people do that, and then I'll be called Pate. Hey! So the first day was an S day, being the Monday, and I played Boz Scaggs and the Lido Shuffle. Wow. Which is a great record, and always sticks in my memory as being sort of the start of my radio career. So I'll go for Lido Shuffle, Boz Scaggs.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Neptune stone bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down and let him roll. He said, one more job ought to get it, one last shot before we quit it, one for the road. Lead up. Whoa, he's for the mic, he's for the show. Lead up, the waiting for the go. Lead up. Whoa, he said, one more job ought to get it, one last shot before we quit it, one more for the go. Lead up, be running, having great big fun until he got the note saying, borderline going for broke, saying one more.
Tracks of My Travels and the second choice there from Pat Sharp, TV and radio personality, The Lido Shuffle from Boss Skaggs.
You know, I didn't know that I knew that song until halfway through.
Yeah, when the hook kicks in,
yes.
Then you know it, don't it?
Yeah.
Da 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 da. 1977. It's an old song, but it's still a goodie, isn't it?
Funny to think my parents would have been like bopping to that in the car 2 years before I was even thought about. Not a weird thing when you
it
think
is,
back.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that. Keep those thoughts to yourself if you don't mind. Pat Sharp is with us on the Tracks of My Travels. The third and final one, what's it going to be?
I suppose, in a way, if you had it, you could dig out one of the charity records that I made. I mean, if you want, but I don't really want to push that down people's throats. If I was to choose one of the Pat and Mick songs, they were all cover versions, and I'm quite proud of them because they were produced by Stock Aitken Waterman. It would either be late 80s or early 90s, so still pretty retro, and we recorded a number of tunes. I'd probably go for, I think, Use It Up, Wear It Out, which was a cover version that we did of the Odyssey song, and I'm quite proud of that because I think it's a good production by mostly by Mike Stock, but also Matt Aitken and Pete Waterman were on there as well helping us out. But there's a great story that goes with it because they actually said to me while I was singing, I'm not a great singer, and I thought I probably was because I kind of did the Live Aid thing, Mark. I put like one hand on my ear,
yeah,
and the other in the headphones, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to go like, do they know it's Christmas time? Like in that video. And as I did that, they pressed the talk back button and they said, Pat, can you do us a favour? Would you mind standing back from the microphone a little bit when we're recording the song? And I said, well, yeah, what, you know, how far? How far back? And they pressed the talk back. They went, how about Edinburgh? I went, thanks very much, because I mean they pressed the solo button in the studio where it obviously cuts all the music, and I listened back and I was horrific.
So, make it stop.
Pat and Mick there.
Keen.
Are you not keen on that one?
Nah, it sounds like a fruit machine has gone mental.
Well, I'll pass that on to Pat. As I said, he's going to be in town DJing. That was Pat and Mick. It was a charity single as well. It made a lot of money for charity. But if you like the 80s, sounds of the 80s, then check out the 80s Fun Brunch on Friday. Pat, just remind us where it's happening.
It's McGettigan's JLT, as opposed to JBR, the one just underneath Bonington's, the hotel there. And you can get your tickets from McGettigan's.com. Easy for me to say. You can get your tickets from McGettigans.com, and you can go also just phone them up and just probably turn up on the day as well, to be honest with you. But if you want to come, it'll be great to see you there. And as I said, come and rerun the fun, and I will insist on a selfie, whether you want one or not.
Will he be playing that song, though?
I guess he would, yeah, because he's on it, you know. I guess he would.
I don't think he will.
Why not?
Because it's rubbish. Anyway, I can say that because the charity thing is over. It's done. It made its money. It's fine.
Right. Out of the tracks of my travels.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.